You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
7:15 to play. Irving on the step back. Hits another one. Kyrie Irving, 36 points.
Kyrie was an absolute beast last night. Now we have Kyrie conspiracy theories that are floating around. 877-881-1053. We also have a star wide receiver putting some Cowboys tea leaves out there, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll play you that sound coming up here in just a moment. Great to have you in, Sean and RJ. On a thirsty Thursday, we got Bobby and Peyton, Carter Freeman running the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. I'm Eric Chiafalo with the G-Bag Nation. Choppy's got his pop's funeral today, so he is out, and Sean, I believe, is sitting in some sand somewhere enjoying himself. Nice little post-Super Bowl vacation. So great to have you in this morning.
I have been tasked with recording Choppy's eulogy today.
Oh, that's, man.
Because
there's a part of me that wants to just show up in my Crocs and soak that in.
He wants me to record because he says he's going to roast him.
Oh, I know. He's been very adamant. Like that's his only skill that he has in a situation like this.
So I'm supposed to just record on my phone for crowd reaction to his roasting, to see if it's groans,
the ooing and the eyeing,
or if it's like, like if they like think it's in good fun.
Are you hoping that they fall flat and it's just crickets?
I'm kind of thinking about just editing it to make it sound like no one reacts to any of his jokes, just because I think that'd be better. But no, I'll really play it back. But he was running over some of his jokes with us at dinner in New Orleans, and it's like, all right, I don't know how that's gonna play with that whole crowd, but you do you, Chop.
I like the tanning ashes joke that he was.
That's good.
That he was teasing.
Where he said the only Italian who couldn't get a tan, even his ashes are white.
All right, do we have any odds on whether or not he's going to shed tears at the microphone, or is he?
I think he probably will. I think he'll be.
That's
probably
pretty standard.
Yeah, and Chop is generally an emotionless, cold individual.
Right.
But, you know, when things come up with his dad, he'd get a little emotional.
Okay, well, Mavs fans, of course, are a bit emotional right now. They have a great win last night, very shorthanded, and they find a way to beat the Warriors, who had been rocking and rolling really since the Jimmy Butler trade, and Steph Curry had been playing it out of his mind. But Kyrie Irving was the monster last night. Here he was with SVP Sports Center after the game.
Well, it's a very strong bond. You know, a lot of us are engaged in the community off the court. You know, we have family members, friends here. We have partners here business-wise. And then you add on to us being part of Dallas Mavericks as a global group, our organization. So I'm just grateful to be one of the leaders on the team, be able to stand in front of some uncomfortable moments that go on and, just deal with them and let everybody know that, you just got to give each other some grace. You know, when fandom arises or fanaticism or, people are cheering on for their home team or people that they love and then they change teams, you got to give them grace. So that's all I was trying to echo on, the podium the other night was just understanding that kids, whether it be adults, they're inspired by the game of basketball. You know, they love this as a spiritual sport. So, you just got to take it one day at a time, be patient, and, we're just going to put our best foot forward for not only Dallas, but for the rest of the world that's watching and supporting us. So I appreciate MFFL. You guys are keeping me going. Appreciate you.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Wrapping his arms around the Metroplex and the fan base saying, I understand where you're at emotionally right now, and I'm going to try and take some of that pain away for you. And then he proved it on the court.
Yeah, for now. For now, which we'll get into here in a second. But he was fantastic last night, and he's been so good as just a stabilizing factor, which is nuts. Like, if I would have told you 3 years ago, like, Kyrie Irving's going to be the person that emotionally holds down the Metroplex during their time of need. No way. No chance.
That's why all of this is frustrating when you link it back to Luka, of like the idea that just people just can't change.
Oh,
Luka,
yeah.
Luka at 25 years old and a where fresh, he's at professionally.
Brand new dad. Are you the same person you were 5 years ago?
Oh, my gosh, no. Absolutely not.
And that's the thing. Like,
not even close.
Because you're 31?
Yeah, I'm 31.
31, okay. So, like, you're talking about you're 5 years older than Luka. Imagine who you were at 26. Like, you're not...
I'd prefer not to.
You're not the same person. And that's the thing, is that it's just... It's... In fact, you guys, you and Luka have, like, a similar trajectory in the sense of...
Our athleticism and our dominance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You guys had your first kid around the same age. And, like, when you just think of how fatherhood and being married and life and growing has impacted you, it would have been ridiculous for anybody to say when you were 25, 26 years old, like, well, that's just who Eric's going to be his whole life. And not that you were, like, an awful person. You were a great dude. I loved you at 25, 26. But it's still something that,
yes.
You know, I think people go, that's a little ridiculous just to assume that's who he's going to be.
Right. And Kyrie's the perfect example of that right now. On your team. Right in front of your eyes.
Took him till he was 30, basically. To go like, all right, let's stabilize a little bit here.
Yeah, yeah, totally. So what's the deal with these conspiracies? Why are you trying? I mean, today's the day of Kyrie happiness, man. Mavs get the win last night. He goes 40-plus, no assists. He's just in his bag of buckets saying, I'm going to out-Steph Steph. So what's your deal?
This is not me, okay? This is not my conspiracy theory. This is the internet's conspiracy theory. They were ablaze with this. I asked you about it yesterday if you'd heard about it. You had not heard about it yet. I asked Peyton. Peyton did. Peyton was aware that this had happened.
Well, he's a conspiracy guy.
So if you head over to Kyrie Irving's Twitter, at Kyrie Irving, and I still call it Twitter, not X, because it's always Twitter.
Yeah, but you're calling it Gulf of America now.
Did you see the Lindsey Fulton on Twitter, who's a big Mavericks fan? Lindsay had edited the Gulf of America thing, and she's like, whoa, look what Google Maps did, and it said Gulf of Trade Nico, or Fire Nico Harris.
I like that.
Which is good.
I'll swim in those waters.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I want to take a full dip. But if you go look at Kyrie Irving's Twitter, he's made some changes. He changed his background image. Just, it's a series of words. It looks like a Kanye West cover album. Just words after words after words. Where it says, I stand on the side of liberating all oppressed people. I stand on the side of liberating all oppressed people. Just like this, like, run of words down there is his Twitter background. And then his Twitter profile picture, he's like a ninja or something. He's got like the headband on and the katana swords. So the problem is the color scheme. It's yellow and purple. The background image is purple. The profile picture is yellow, Eric. Mm. The internet is ablaze saying that this is a sign to Mavs management. Just like Dirk made a sign when he tweeted what he did. This is a sign to Mavs management that he plans on jumping to the Lakers. Now,
wow, because he's got the player option.
Yes, as all good conspiracy theories, this began on Reddit, basically. And when you read some of the comments on this Reddit post, they're hilarious. Kyrie has the golden opportunity to be the biggest diva wreck a franchise, but this time be praised for doing so. Lakers becoming a refugee camp for those fleeing Nico Harrison's reign of terror. Imagine how incompetent you have to be to get fleeced by the Lakers and they come out the clear good guys. The I stand on the side of liberating all oppressed people is a message to Mavs fans. Nico's the greatest lone wolf terrorist in NBA history. I'm just on and on and on. And this is what people are now thinking.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And this is another angle of this that came up in that discussion. How many people were saying, poor Klay Thompson? Like, Klay Thompson signed up for something that is going to look radically different by the end of this year.
Yeah, I do find it interesting, though, with the way that Klay has spoken. Like, he hasn't shown anything in the way of frustration about Luka leaving. Like, he's been
because
all
he's
business. And maybe that's part of it, but it didn't feel like he was leaving much room for, like, oh my gosh, this sucks, and I feel like I've been bamboozled signing here, and now the reason why I signed here being Luka is not here. I do wonder if things, because Klay's only been here for this final stretch of Luka, which apparently was sort of the final straw for Nico and the front office. And so I wonder if the version of Luka that Klay Thompson is familiar with and didn't get to play that much with him because of how Luka had missed so much time this year.
20 games or something together.
It doesn't come across like Klay Thompson has any care in the world. And he's older and he understands the business of the sport, so maybe he just has a different perspective that way.
I just felt like he was brought in here under a certain understanding of what this roster would look like. And then the core of it was gutted. 20 after like 40 games.
But I also don't think that Klay Thompson much cares like the Mavs, like us Mavs fans, we're thinking about the next decade. Klay Thompson's thinking about the next 2 years or whatever.
But he did sign up for the next 2 years with Luka.
He did.
That's what he wanted.
But who was the other team that he was considering? The Lakers. He probably has a ton of respect for Anthony Davis.
Probably wishing he chose the Lakers.
It just feels like Klay Thompson has been the least bothered by all of this Luka stuff.
972, I don't like reading into any conspiracies, but I'm 1,000% agreeing with these owners want to move the team now. First, destroying the fan base. Second, they will ask for an arena upgrade. Last, move the team because the fans no longer care. And Mike's been on this kick. Mike Bacsik, rest in peace. He's been on this kick for...
You got like another, nine shows? Like, the countdown is
nine
on.
Nine shows, yeah. We got the... We're just pulling the days off the calendar until we're singing Garth Brooks' The Dance to him.
Mike the TV man.
Is that when you look at this, what is the... Are you buying into... There have been so many different conspiracy theories. Oh, this was a play for Nico Harrison because he plans on quitting and becoming the GM of the Lakers. Oh, this is a play to move them out of town. Kyrie's... Is there a wild conspiracy theory on this that you're buying into with the Luka trip? Because it is so absurd, the decision on the surface, that people just feel like they're going like, there's got to be something else behind this.
When it comes to relocating?
Just in general, with the Luka trade, does the Luka trade spur any conspiracy theories that you're buying into? Whether it's this is an attempt to move the team, this is Nico trying to get a job somewhere else, this is... You know, some issue with Luka that we're not aware of, or like Kyrie is now hinting that he's leaving. This is a sign Dirk going and doing what he did, that's a conspiracy that Dirk is no longer happy with the Mavericks. Is there anything that throughout this process you've looked at and said, like, all right, that's a conspiracy theory about this trade that I'm buying into?
Not the relocation stuff. I'm still not convinced of that. But I do think that it was personal when it comes to Nico and Luka and just not having any sort of respect for the way he goes about his business. And I think the weirdest part is just the relationship factor between Nico and Pelinka and Anthony Davis and just that whole thing. It just feels like, man, Nico doing a solid for his buddy to some extent and not getting near as much as he should have. And the Dirk thing, I think Dirk is like the rest of us, just shocked and appalled and frustrated by all of it. And Dirk should be even more offended when the Dumont statement comes out and he's listing all these great players from NBA yesteryears and their hard work and discipline and their ability to be a champion.
And you don't even mention Dirk. You throw Shaq in there.
But this Kyrie stuff, the way he's talking with SVP last night after the game, like, he's clearly in the moment right now, embracing everything that he has to do, understanding the responsibility of right now, I'm under contract, I'm wearing a Mavericks uniform, I'm trying to make the most of this. But when we wake up come summertime and he has Los Angeles Laker opportunities, now that he's got the player option, I mean, I think there's a real chance he could just say, thanks, but no thanks. We're done here.
Lucas just goes, join me in L.A., hermano. Like, oh, my gosh. Did you see the Instagram post? We talked about this yesterday. The congratulations, me, hermano, with him getting named to the All-Star team. Yes. Just gutting Mavs fans. Real quick, Adam Silver clarified. We talked about how bad this trade was, that we're like, Adam Silver's got to step in. It's got to be like the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers. Like, you got to step in and stop it. Adam Silver clarified, apparently, that he can't do that. So this is from SI. After the Mavericks traded Luka to the Lakers at last week's NBA trade deadline, there was an overwhelming thought from fans that Silver should have stepped in and vetoed the deal. The consensus was that if Dallas truly put Doncic on the trade block, they would have received more in return. In an interview with Barstool Sports this week, Silver clarified that the commissioner actually does not have the power to veto a trade. He says, no, believe it or not. And there's some confusion. People have yelled out to me for some reason in the last week or so, I've been at games, that I should be vetoing the trade the way David Stern vetoed a trade back in the old days. There's always some confusion there. David never vetoed a trade when he was the acting owner of the Hornets and the commissioner at the time. He turned down a trade that was proposed to him by the general manager of the team. So the Hornets tried to execute a trade and Stern owned the team at the time, technically, because they were in a transition period. And he said, no, we're not doing that because I have the power right now as basically the owner of the Hornets to tell you no.
Yeah, Adam Silver doesn't have the same type of desire to get in the weeds on some of this stuff like David Stern used to. And I think he's completely comfortable with that. I don't think he wanted the responsibility of having to nuke a trade the same way that David Stern did.
Yeah, he just wanted to nuke a city and a franchise with the Mavericks.
Well, he just was okay with it happening. It's better for business, for the Adam Silver NBA business, having Luka in Los Angeles. I do think it's probably better for that. So the frustration continues. Now Kyrie putting Laker colors in his Twitter account. The conversation
it's
just
done.
Are you locking it up?
Kyrie to the Lakers for the MLE. It's mid-level exception time.
And then it's KD 80 era in Dallas. And we'll get to watch them play probably a good 25 games together next year.
They'll probably trade 80 for, they'll trade 80 back to the Lakers for Rui Hachimura, and that'll be the future of the Mavericks.
All right, the Rangers report to surprise the best two letters in sports and a star receiver flirting with the boys next year on The Fan.
The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.